Jonathan, a lot of fans have turned up today. It just shows you what the winning has brought. It's brought a great expectation and a great deal of anticipation.
Yeah, it's brought a great feel to the club at the moment. A lot of positivity. I think we're all a little bit surprised by how good the turnout was. We're fortunate. We're grateful that the fans have come out and supported us. Even when things weren't going particularly well, we still had good turnouts at the games and fantastic support. So we're happy that now we've been able to turn it around and the fans have had something to really cheer about.
Are you happy with the expectation? It puts extra pressure, but are you happy with it as players?
I think it's something we welcome, absolutely, yeah. We want to be in this position. We want to be pushing as high up the table as we possibly can. What that leads to, we'll have to wait and see. But we certainly welcome the pressure, the expectation. It's a good position to be in right now.
Players, I mean, you know the division, you know the players you play against. Is there a feeling within the dressing room that, you know, listen, we've got nothing to fear here?
No, I think we've proven that. Certainly the test at Hull was a big test for us. I think we're disappointed with the way that result went. And it shows us, you know, we feel we've probably come up against the best team in the league that we've faced thus far. It shows we have a little bit more work to do. Yet at the same time, we're confident that we can compete with the best teams in the league. We've shown it in other games. And we've gotten results from those games.
Everybody talks in the Premier League about there being two or three divisions, the big haves and then the rest. It's almost like that in the Championship now with teams like Hull and those with the Premier League players, Premier League wages. It's almost like that as well. There's like a them and us.
A little bit, yeah, to a lesser extent, yeah, I'd say. But yeah. There certainly is that correlation. But it's nothing that really we control or concerns us, because we have no control over it. All we can do is worry about our performances, and we've done that so far this season, and hopefully we can continue to do so and continue to climb the table.
What part has Gary played in this?
It's been a massive part. I think you look at the results and the form that the team's been in since he's been here. It's unquestionable the positive impact and influence he's had on the team, the players, and everyone around the club. So he's had a big part in it, certainly.
How important is that for a player going onto the pitch, that positivity from your manager?
It instills confidence, and it's such a big part of the game.
Takes away fear, I suppose, as well.
There might always be a little bit of nerves or worry, but certainly he's instilled confidence in the team, and we don't really fear any opponent. I think we go into every game positive and feeling that we can get a result from it, no matter who it's against.
Happy with your form at the moment?
I'll let others judge that.
But obviously, just for you, you've had a history of injuries and stuff. You're just glad to be fit and playing, I suppose.
Absolutely. Any time dealing with injury for me as a footballer is the most difficult time. But certainly I feel as though I've put that part behind me. And my focus is on the future with this club. And I'm looking forward to what we can hopefully achieve this season.
You enjoying living around here? You've got your lovely baby and your wife. You enjoying it around here?
I am, very much so, yeah. It's, at the end of my last contract, I just re-signed for two years. It was a decision, you know, we had to make if we wanted to stay here. Fortunately, the club wanted to keep us, so that was a positive. And once we knew that, it was just about sort of reaching an agreement that was beneficial for both myself and for the club, and we did that. So I'm certainly very happy to be here, be part of this club. I think it's a fantastic club that's going in the right direction.
And just finally, you obviously as an American, you've brought your Halloween here, sort of. Americans have brought that into this country and it's quite big here now. Do you find that, I mean, it's big for Americans, do you find now, do you celebrate it here?
Absolutely, we celebrate Halloween, Thanksgiving, all the sort of American holidays that aren't necessarily celebrated here. But as you said, Halloween is getting more popular here, and we've definitely got a costume for our son to be wearing on Halloween.